I do think that in so many ways art exists at a kind of crucial remove to politics, and yet it also comes out of politics as a dual thing going on. I often think of the analogy of the way we think of psychology and the way the human mind and the brain respond to, let's say, to trauma. You know, we have words in psychology like sublimation or repression or denial. And all of these things show that there isn't a clean one-to-one relationship between difficult things and how we respond to them. And I think that's true with culture and politics as well.